The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, the cost of going to a festival or running a show is set to rise this summer. The Alliance for Insurance Reform says that tourism, hospitality, entertainment and leisure businesses that survived the pandemic were now being hit with a 16% average increase in their premiums. Now, we're joined by Peter Boland, Chief Executive of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, and we'll also be talking to Catherine Gallagher, National President of the Irish Shows Association, and Richie O'Hara, owner of Bay Sports in Athlone and a member of the Irish Association of Adventure Tourism. We'll start with Richie. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, Richie, tell us about what you do and how your premiums have changed.
Okay, Pat, I'm in the adventure tourism business since 1981. Since that time, we have accommodated and catered for hundreds of thousands of people through adventure summer camps, catering for teams, clubs, families, individuals, providing a range of adventure sports.
What sort of things would I be doing?
Okay, well, at the moment, we operate just outside Athlone on the shores of Lochry. It's a water sports centre. We're home to Ireland's largest inflatable water park. We offer kayaking, stand-up paddling, pedal boating, passenger boat trips, and that sort of thing.
Okay, now, what has happened to your premiums?
Okay, just as a snapshot, Pat, since 2015, say in 2015, our premium was 7,700. That crept up to the present time. The noticeable jump, which really rocked us, was in 2020 when it went to 51,000. That was at the beginning of COVID. And last December, since last December, we've been paying €10,200 every month. €10,200 in December, €10,200 in January, February, March, April. Our premium is now at €99,000. And when you factor in the financial sort of considerations, it's €102,000 of a premium that we're paying.
Have you had many claims that would, you know, give rise to the increases?
As an example, since 2017, say take for the last 5 years, for example, we've had four claims in total. One of those was settled, two were withdrawn, and there's one outstanding. So, you know, that's for the tens of thousands that we put through our hands, very few. We run a very tight show. We have a long track record, a long history in running adventure sports. We look after mine people. You know,
do you ask people to sign a waiver if they're going out on the water, that kind of thing?
Yes, we do.
Given the government's attitude, the government is mentioning this as a new legislation that will, if you're going to an adventure park, expect adventure and possibly, some harm. That's the nature of being adventurous, and that should be a cover. But that obviously hasn't worked in every case.
It hasn't, and unfortunately, I'm afraid, I don't believe in finger pointing. I believe there's lots of stakeholders. We're the main one. We're the providers. We're the operators. We have a responsibility to mind and look after people. We're in a high risk environment. So there are other stakeholders like claimants, like the insurance people, like the legal people, like the medical people. And I would say, all in all, you know, vested interests were given a free run for far too long and took full advantage of the situation. And it's now time for government to take control.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that insight, Richie. We are also joined by Catherine Gallagher, National President of the Irish Shows Association. Catherine, what sort of shows do you represent?
I represent agricultural shows on the island of Ireland. We have 125 shows under our umbrella, 116 in South and 9 in Northern Ireland. And
how have premiums increased in your sector?
Well, 25% rising costs, of insurance, right across the board, with us, and even down to the wooden post, which has increased by 50% since 2019. And anywhere you have animals involved, at an event, it is always classed as high risk. So no company in Ireland will quote for our business, and the Irish Show Association have no choice, only go to the UK for cover, and public liability insurance is the cover for us, and that has got a hike this year, you know. So I know it is a problem right across the board for shows, but we have to embrace this, and you know, due to that cost, and even before that, to try and cut down on cost, to cut down cost of insurance, we run seminars. Safety at our shows is very, very important. That's the first thing you have to take into consideration, and yeah. We have safety officers always on site.
Okay, but the point is, no matter what you do, the costs still rise, and you don't have any insurers in Ireland to take on your business. You have to go to the UK. Yes. Peter Boland, Chief Executive of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, listening to those two contributions. Peter, is this what's happening everywhere?
Yes, Pat, and it's been happening for years. I guess to a certain extent it's coming to a head now, because festivals, adventure centres and everybody else have had two hard years with the pandemic. And so the pressure on the insurance side is unbearable. And we are seeing increases, as you already mentioned, averaging 16% on top of the mad increases over the last few years. Now, it has to be pointed out two things. First of all, this issue is unique to Ireland in a European context. The likes of the Adventure Tourism, Irish Association for Adventure Tourism, will regularly be meeting their European counterparts. And their European counterparts laugh at the thought that insurance could be doing the damage it's doing in Ireland. And this is not only damaging, but it's also hampering our competition, because obviously tourism is a very
competitive
industry.
What are we doing? What are we doing differently here that makes our insurance costs so high? I mean, what safeguards do they have in Europe, for example? I mean, if, as I said, if you're doing something that's a bit adventurous, a bit dangerous, you're on, say, a mountain bike track, a commercial mountain bike track, you just might fall off your bike. That's, you know, that's on the cards, to be quite honest.
Okay, well, by all the available metrics, Ireland is one of the safest countries in Europe by a long way. But as Richie has already mentioned, vested interests whose sole interest is making money out of this sector have had a free run of it for a long time. And essentially, that's at the heart of it. But with all the talk about increasing costs right now, this is the one that government can fix, and they can fix quickly. So they know what needs to be done. The judicial guidelines are already in place. We had the announcement this week about reform of the duty of care, the pre-legislative scrutiny of a bill designed to reform the Personal Injuries Assessment Board is up next week. And so all the right things are being done. The problem is with the speed. It is not happening fast enough. And this has been an existential issue for 5 years now. What we're hearing is that over 40% of policyholders who need a liability premium are saying that that cost of that premium is a threat to the survival of their organization. So it needs to happen urgently. That's the big issue.
Okay, so they're making the right noises, making the right moves, but they got to get it done quickly. Now, interestingly, we have Jane Brady, who's Managing Director of Brady Underwriting and owner of eventinsure.ie, a wholesale broker. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, who do you insure typically?
We insure a whole range of events and festivals, community groups, sports clubs all over the country, and have been doing it for over 12 years. I'd like to think we're the market leader. We're a very consumer-focused company, and we also wholesale through the broker channel in Ireland. And a lot of people, if they're looking to insure an event or a small gathering or a community group, they can go into their local broker and deal directly with us.
Now, where do you find your underwriters? Do you have to go overseas to find them?
Well, we have a long-standing relationship with Allianz AGCS, which is it's a specialty division of Allianz, and it's in London. It is in London, but that doesn't make it bad. They're a fantastic specialty insurer that do events, concerts, all kinds of festivals all over the world, really, including movies and all kinds of productions. And we have a very stable and long-standing relationship with them. And I really came on today to say it's not all bad. You know, Allianz haven't changed their rates.
Okay, so in terms of what you're hearing from, you know, an adventure sports center or a pony show or whatever, if people went to you, would you insure them?
We cannot do agricultural shows, unfortunately. It's not within the appetite, like the event's appetite for Allianz AGCS. And I totally sympathise with Catherine and I totally sympathise with Richie. Some of the stuff out there in the kind of experience economy is really difficult to insure. We're squarely in the festival space and sports clubs and community groups. So whilst we don't extend into higher risk like water sport that like Richie, your other contributor, is on, we do a wide gambit of other things. But it is true what Peter Boland says. There's a lot of difficulty getting certain things.
Yeah. Would you insure big festivals, I mean, like an electric picnic or something like that?
We don't currently have electric picnic on our books, but we do the St. Patrick's Parade in Dublin. We do the Galway Arts Festival, the Rose of Tralee. We do the Kilkenny Arts, Wild Roots, Forever Young. Lots of big events like that. We haven't quite cracked electric picnic yet, but maybe we will.
And what would you tell me then about those kind of events and how premiums have changed over the last 2 or 3 years?
It is a fact that our rates have not changed more than 7% in 5 years. So 7% is about 1% per annum, or 1.something% per annum. And
okay, so
Allianz have been extremely fair with their policyholders. Yeah, and when people couldn't trade, we gave rebates. So I'm just on really to stick up a little bit for the beleaguered insurance industry and the brokers out.
Okay, we seem to have lost Jane, but we get her point that it's not all bad news that festivals, but not pony shows or agricultural shows, have seen very little rise in their premiums. But she sympathises because the difficulty there of adventure sports particularly. However, government moving to change all that. I'm sure we'll be coming back to this topic once again, but my thanks to Jane, to Catherine Gallagher, to Peter Boland and to Richie O'Hara for joining in.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.